This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, it's Property Speaking. We're wrapping up some of the property trends that took over, 2025 as we wrap up the year. And maybe a little prediction of what the year 2026 could actually look like for property owners and those buying a new property.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have Philip Schumann, broker and owner of Remax in the building. Morning, Philip.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
Let's look back, all right? Some of the trends that really stood out for you when it came to property buying in 2025.
Well, I think this year has been largely marked by affordability. We've come from high interest rates in the beginning of the year to drops that make things a bit more manageable. We've definitely seen that affect the buying market. Rentals have picked up by between 22 and 30% this year, specifically in Limpopo. Other areas have been less affected, but rentals did go up quite healthily in general. And I think the market is or has felt the drop in interest rates as a relief, and now that they are available or able to purchase. I also think that the international buyers that we spoke about have largely distorted prices in, yes, certain pockets, like the Atlantic seaboard, certain areas of Gauteng, mm-hmm. Hoedspruit specifically in Limpopo. Mm-hmm. So some pockets have been distorted and have sold for much higher than anticipated. But, and I think this is what very few people realize, is that I think this is going to happen, but I've been saying that I think the Cape is a bubble, etc. But I think it's going to happen and this is my prediction, in 2026, 2027, that because of this distortion of the luxury, nice-to-have market, those people who are selling also need to buy again. And they will now increase the buying in the middle to affordable class as well. Mm-hmm. So that will lead to a rise in prices there. And I don't think the foreign buyers will stop, because we actually went to a sales rally and there was a study done in of all the countries in the world, and what the ratio is between earning potential, or what they are currently earning on average, and what the multiplier is. So basically, let me explain. You'll take your annual income. Okay, so in Polokwane, that's between 35 and 45 grand a month.
Okay.
You'll times that by 12 to get your annual income. Mm-hmm. And you'll times that by this multiplier to get to your price. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So if I take the annual income of South Africans, we times that by 5, you're going to get to about 2.7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give you 2.7 million, you'll be able to buy a pretty decent house.
Yes.
Okay? And so it's still affordable in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But what we find is that multiplier in other countries goes up to 15, 12%. In the States, it's almost like even if you take a bond, you'll never be able to repay it.
Really?
I mean, in the US, they just released a 50-year bond now, I think. Our maximum is 30. Mm. You can still pay it off.
Because of affordability bond, and the multiplier you speak of and everything.
Kind of, yeah.
Then who are the buyers that are coming in the country then, if they're coming from the US? Is it like upper middle class or?
Yeah, they can't really afford property in their own country anymore, then they'll come and buy here because the multiplier is still very low.
Sure.
Meaning, compared to what the average person's income is, the local buyers, it's still relatively cheap. It looks very cheap, especially because of a weaker rand, lower interest rates, or higher interest rates. It looks very cheap for international buyers to buy in South Africa.
So, Philip, with what you're saying, are you saying that we can expect more people coming from other countries?
I definitely think that, even if just as an investment property, and because of the rental yields picking up, it makes sense. So certain nodes you'll see explode. And because of these, and we've even seen property prices in lesser desirable areas. Let me use a Limpopo specific example. Polokwane is obviously the hub and the node, and places like Narboom and Nylstroom have not really seen a lot of activity.
Yeah.
But what we're now finding is people would sell their home in Polokwane to move to a place like Narboom because of cheaper living costs and a cheaper purchase price.
Okay.
Same thing with people from the Cape. They'll move to a place like Malmesbury They'll move to smaller towns. That now stimulates the market in these smaller local towns, and that picks up the economy there as well. So basically, because there's a distortion of buyers, it will spill through the entire market, and that's kind of what I see will happen. Because it's largely, and we as South Africans feel it's unaffordable to buy property, but the larger, you know, international market does not feel that. They think it's cheap. And for that reason, they'll keep investing. And they can still get quite a healthy yield in South Africa as compared to what they are used to. I mean, they're used to growth of 1 or maybe 2%. And then in South Africa, you can expect at least 7% ROI on your portfolio. Even if you've invested in a real estate investment trust, you're going to look at about 7-8% anyway.
So rent in Cape Town is not about to go down.
No, I think it's going to become worse. And I'm kind of contradicting myself. I don't think it's going to come down. I think the more people buy there, it's just those people that sell will need to move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't buy it, they're going to rent. The increased rental prices are also now affecting sales prices. And we've seen it in Limpopo.
Sure.
Because of the increased rent, we've seen the standard unit that used to sell for $1 million start selling for 1.2.
Mm.
We've seen it. So the rental market does dictate the sales market as well.
Maybe as we wrap up for the year, Philip, as per norm, people right now are getting their bonuses. Some are getting their stockfell payouts. Would you advise someone who's in the money right now, they just got their payout, if they are thinking of putting that into property, is this the right time or should they wait for January maybe?
Yeah. So even if you buy now, you're going to only take transfer early in the new year anyway. And okay, I would always, not always, I would say that it's not a good time to wait. This, you know, as the interest rates drop, the property prices will start going up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no better time to secure the house or the OTP than now. At least you secure it and, you know, then you can enter the market. I would say it's, you know, you shouldn't base your decisions on timing. I think if your job situation, your budget, and your expenses are talking the right language, you know, then I would say go and buy, because you won't find a better time. They say, and some of the people that I've been speaking to say, that it's the best time to buy in 40 years. And we've said this before.
Sure. Wow. Okay, that's how we wrap up Property Speaking for the year. Philip and team, go and have an amazing time with family and loved ones. Have a great holiday and hopefully we'll see you in the new year.
100%. Thank you, guys. Many blessings.
Thank you. Broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.